What's up, guys? Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk to you about taxes. So taxes are a big deal, and if you aren't prepared for them this year, then you really need to start getting prepared because they're coming up. Just so you know, businesses in the USA have a tax filing date of March 15th, and your personal taxes are due April 15th. So don't make the mistake of thinking that your business taxes aren't due until April 15th because they're actually due a whole month earlier than that. Now, if this is your first time watching the channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button and smash that like button so that more people can see these awesome videos. Okay, so when it comes to taxes, it's really important to do your bookkeeping first. Bookkeeping matters a lot. You need to have either a spreadsheet going on and you need to keep track of your expenses as well as your revenue, or you need to hire a bookkeeping service. Now, in the very beginning, bookkeeping services might look kind of expensive. You're usually spending $100 to $200 a month or more as you begin to grow. And so with that, in the very beginning, what I recommend doing is just setting up a really simple spreadsheet. Now you can export all your order data from Shopify or whatever e-commerce platform you use, or your merchant processor. You can export the merchant processing fees that same way as well. You can also get all of your cost of goods sold data from your suppliers and the invoices that they send you. Okay, so you can create a simple spreadsheet that goes order by order, what the revenue was, what the merchant processing fee was, and what the cost of goods sold was. That way you'll know every single order what the profit margin was and what the profit amount was. Okay, so add those all up and make a separate box for each month, and you'll have your totals for each month. That's the first step. The second step is to keep track of your expenses, your hosting expenses, phone, email, and things like that. There's lots of them. I have about maybe 8 to 12 different recurring expenses each month for my e-commerce business, and that doesn't include outsourcing. So with that, you need to make sure that you're keeping track of them. Now, it's really easy to get the amount of expenses. You just have to go to whatever software platform it is and go to billing and download your invoice each month. You can have a virtual assistant do all of this, by the way. I certainly do, and it really helps keep track of everything. So when it comes to having a spreadsheet with your numbers on it, you can simply go to TurboTax.com, which is free to start. And for businesses, it costs some money to file. But for your personal taxes, like let's say you have a job and you also are doing an e-commerce store on the side, it's free to file for your business or for your personal taxes for a job. And it will actually cost you money to file for a small business. But with that said, you also have to file for the state that you're in. So it's not just federal taxes you're going to be paying, it's state taxes. And you're also, as a small business entrepreneur, you're going to be paying Social Security and Medicare tax, which is basically self-employment tax. So keep that in mind. Self-employment tax is about 15%, and federal income tax depends on your tax bracket and how much money, taxable income you make after everything. Now keep in mind with your business, you can write off business-related expenses. So if you travel for your business or if you buy certain things for your home office for your business, you can write that stuff off. With being a e-commerce business or maybe even being a blogger on the side, that kind of stuff, you have a little bit more leeway of what you can write off because there's more going on in your life that is just directly related to your business. So, you know, keep in mind that you can write off whatever you want to, but at the end of the day, you have to make a responsible decision because if the IRS were to audit you and looked at your books, they could negate a lot of the expenses you put on there if they're not related to your business, and then you'd end up owing a lot of taxes later as well as interest. Related to the time period between when you should have paid the taxes and when you actually paid the taxes, and probably some more fees or something like that. So just be careful with the IRS, okay? The other thing is with your business, make sure that you are keeping really good track of all your receipts. Okay, if you get a receipt for something, you can really easily scan it, upload it to Google Drive for free, and that way you have a track record of all your receipts that you have for your actual business. This is really important for any kind of like dining and meals expenses need to be tracked. If you were to take cash out at an ATM and claim it for your business, you need to have expense receipts for the same amount for that cash. So there's a lot of really important stuff you should do. And if you don't, you're just taking that risk, okay? It's not absolutely required. They will not check unless later on if you get audited, so just keep that in mind. So filing business taxes costs money with TurboTax. Your personal taxes should be free, and everything else will add up. Your state that you're in, whether it's they have income tax or not, you'll have to file for that. There are states that do not have income tax. So if you decide to travel abroad, become a digital nomad, you can actually create residence in a state. One of the most friendly residence states, residency states is South Dakota, for instance. If you were to just go to South Dakota on a road trip, you could book a hotel room or even a campsite for the night. And then all you need to do is get a virtual mailbox service, and you can go to the DMV and get a South Dakota driver's license and register to vote, and you'll be a South Dakota resident. And then you can go anywhere in the world you want to, and your home base will be South Dakota. Now, South Dakota does not have an income tax, and they do not have a business franchise tax. So if you structure your business LLC in Wyoming, like I recommend, then you can have your business LLC in Wyoming, have your residency in South Dakota. This is how I do it. So it really just depends on you and where you live. If you happen to live physically in the United States, you'll probably need to obviously set your business up there. Some businesses have, some states have franchise taxes for businesses, some don't. So make sure you do your homework as to exactly what's going on. One example I run into a lot is people in California want to establish a business in Wyoming because they hear it's got great tax benefits. Well, it's not really going to help you, because if you live in California physically, you're going to have to claim your Wyoming business as an out-of-state business and still pay that $700 a year franchise tax for an LLC. It doesn't really make sense. Obviously, you should just form in California. So there's other states like Texas, Florida, Alaska, Washington state, that are income tax free. So just keep in mind, each state kind of has their own pros and cons for forming a business in it. So do your due diligence and your homework. The best thing you can do is consult with a CPA or attorney. I am not a CPA, so this is all just information. This is not advice. The most important thing, which is actually consult a professional who is licensed, either in taxes or, as an attorney. Okay. Taxes are really important, guys. Once you get to the point where you can scale a bit, I highly recommend hiring a bookkeeping company that can do your books and file your taxes for you. It will take a lot off your plate. They're going to go through all your checking account statements, all your merchant processor statements, all your credit cards every single month, and they're going to manage everything, put it into the right category. All you have to do is kind of give them a little bit of hints here and here, especially in the first year. After that, everything's pretty smooth, and you can basically just sit back and relax and grow your business while your bookkeeping company and CPA does your taxes and bookkeeping for you. It's amazing. That's what I do now. I have this service I use and recommend. It's called Bench, and you can click the link in the description below to go check them out. And if you do, you'll get a special bonus from signing up through my referral link. So thank you for that. I'm so excited to help you guys out, because this has been a huge thing for me over the last maybe 8 or 9 years. I was doing my own bookkeeping and my own taxes, and come tax time, it was always such a hassle, such a pain to actually do my own taxes, because you have to sit down and just calculate everything out, and usually I'd procrastinate to like the last minute, the last week or something before it's due, and I'd have to crunch. And now that I have a bookkeeping service that will do my taxes for me, I don't have to worry about anything. They'll do it. I just have to kind of look at their work and make sure it's right. So with that said, guys, I highly recommend going there and doing that as well. Use the link in the description to sign up for a free trial of Bench. They'll even do your bookkeeping for a whole month, so you can see how they do it for you for free. And if you decide to keep going from there, you can. Thanks for watching the video, guys. Definitely hit that like button, subscribe below, and check out more links for our blog, ecommerceparadise.com. And I look forward to helping you in the next video. Take care.